This year's Nobel Prize for Literature announced today goes to South African writer J.M. Coetzee. He's the author of several books and essays set during the apartheid era of that nation's history. Joining us to talk about this is NPR's Jason Beaubien. He's on the line from South Africa. Jason, tell us about the writer and his work.
He's an interesting writer. He takes a very bleak view of the world. He sort of has characters that are really struggling with damnation, with a search for salvation, even though at times many of the characters in his books don't find that. The Swedish Academy, in naming him and giving him the prize this year, said he's a scrupulous doubter, ruthless in his criticism of the cruel rationalism and cosmetic morality of Western civilization. And he's certainly someone who strips away that cosmetic morality and has these very, very sort of simple but dark novels.
Maybe that's because a lot of his writing is devoted to the topic of apartheid. How is that aspect of his work regarded there in South Africa?
Well, it's interesting because even after the end of apartheid, he continued to paint these very bleak pictures of South Africa, and he's been criticized here for that. Some people feel that he hasn't really gotten on board with the new South Africa and painting a better picture, but this is still a very brutal country in many ways, and he continues to portray that. His 1999 novel Disgrace won the Booker Prize, and it's a very sort of troubling story about a professor who falls from grace at his university after having an affair with one of his students, and he goes to live with his daughter Lucy out in the countryside, and Lucy is in her own way trying to come to grips with this new country and really taking on a lot of the burden of the past. She's raped and doesn't want to do anything about it because she feels this is the white woman's burden in this new country.
Well, maybe this prize is going to lift his spirits a little, Jason. What do you think? I mean, has he said anything?
Right.
Geez, I won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Actually, he hasn't said anything, but he rarely says anything. He's a very reclusive man, rarely gives interviews, doesn't speak much about his work at all, but he's very well respected here compared to Dostoevsky, compared to Kafka often, in terms of his approach to the world and his approach to life and certainly capturing that bleak side of life. And he's one of those writers that does that incredibly well. His characters are in their own versions of hell, and they don't always get out of it either in his novels.
Well, whether he's going to be happily coming out to talk to the press or not, it must be a glad occasion in South Africa. I think this is always an honor for a country when one of their writers wins.
Yes, very much so. And in terms of Africa as a continent, this is a great honor. There's only been three writers from sub-Saharan Africa since 1980 who've won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Another South African, Nadine Gordimer, won it in 1991. So, yes, South Africa is quite well blessed here with two Nobel laureates for literature.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jason Beaubien, by phone from Cape Town, South Africa, where J.M. Coetzee has won the Nobel Prize for Literature for this year.